Adrian Peterson is taking care of things right now.
Down the sideline. If he can get loose, he's gone. Iligwe will score.
To Wesley Fields. Touchdown, Georgia Southern.
All right, we're joined by Holly Saunders of Fox Sports. Holly, some of you guys will know her from some golf coverage and from Fox Sports 1 shows, I think The Herd and Undisputed, but Holly's here to talk some college basketball with us. Thank you for joining us. Holly, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me. And most of what I do is college football and NFL, but while that season is kind of on hiatus, let's talk some basketball.
Yeah, I think we can. Anyone can talk brackets this time of year, whether you even follow basketball or not. All right, so let's start first, just generally. What do you think when you saw the bracket and kind of, you know, have you filled out yours and how does it look having filled it out? If so,
okay, my final four is Michigan State, Nevada, Tennessee, North Carolina, and North Carolina is losing Michigan State in the final.
Well, I should let everyone know that you are a Michigan State alum, so I don't
Correct.
Think that's too surprising, right?
I have to back them. I do every year. The last 2 years, they let me down a little bit, but they just won the Big Ten championship tournament, whatever, in Chicago. It's coming like fresh off that win, and Izzo feels good, and that it's going to be there. It's going to be their year. First time since 2000, I think. So let's do it.
You were at Michigan State. I guess let everyone know kind of your background at Michigan State and your golf background with them and kind of how you became.
Yeah. So I went to school at Michigan State and I graduated in 2009. So I'm telling you how old I am there. But I played golf there and got full experience of all the football, all the basketball, just big campus. All the kids loved it. And anyhow, when I was done playing golf there, I played all junior golf, played golf since I was 6 years old all the way through Michigan State, won a Big Ten championship there, great experience. Decided I wanted to talk about golf instead of play it, and ended up where I am now. So, it's exciting. It's exciting. Michigan State had a lot to do with everything.
Well, from someone that plays golf a lot and has not improved at all, I can imagine that talking about it is probably difficult, but nowhere near as difficult as playing it, for sure, right?
It's the most frustrating thing in the world. It really is. And it's so mental. And it's 6 hours of it. I mean, you're out there for 5.5, 6 hours just battling yourself every time. That's why I tell people when they're like, I do it to relax. I'm like, how? I'm like, how is that possible? No, I don't ever play to relax. I barely play anymore just because I'm not any good anymore. And I have expectations. You know, like anything, when you have expectations and you don't live up to it, it's so fun. It's so fun to hit it out of bounds, you know?
Yeah, I can attest to that. It's very fun to hit it out of
Zero.
Bounds. all right. So yeah, let's get back into the bracket though, Holly. What's your stance on this? I know a lot of people are pretentious when it comes to these things. Some people are fans of just filling out one bracket and entering them into all their pools, their office pools, their pools with friends and family. And then other people are filling out tons of brackets and different possibilities. What's your stance on that, I guess?
I'm a firm person. Like, take your stance and that's it. Like, just do it once and hold your stance. So I've got one and that's what I'm going with. That's it. Michigan State wins. I'm behind them. Whatever you put out in the universe is what's going to come back. And that's it.
I'm with you on that. One bracket for all of them. You got to live
it. How are you going to do that? How are you going to keep track of it? That would take me all day to keep track of where I am and where I stand. Who am I rooting for? What if I, put different teams to win different, in the East, West, whatever it is. Like, how am I going to keep track of that?
Is it safe to say, though?
Somebody to root for.
Is it safe to say that if you did fill out multiple brackets, you would have Michigan State winning in all of them, right?
Still winning. Yes, still winning. Like maybe I'd have Florida State in the Final Four or something else, but Michigan State is still winning. Maybe it's Kentucky instead of North Carolina, but Michigan State's still winning.
So you heard it here first. It's a guarantee that Michigan State's going to win the national championship.
Guaranteed, yeah, that's it.
Okay, so the brackets, I guess we're all familiar with how they're selected and the committee But for us down here in Savannah, what we focus on is Georgia Southern athletics and Georgia Southern basketball, yeah. which is a group of five team. And I guess, you know, big picture, the debate always seems to be, do you take the, you know, for the last few spots, do you take the lower level power five teams over the higher level group of five teams, and not group of five teams like Gonzaga, who's obviously a, right. a power at this point, but I guess, how do you see that debate playing out? You know, having looked at these brackets, it does seem like that there's a slow shift towards respecting the higher group of five teams. But there are, you know, the bracket is still littered with power five squads.
Yeah. And you, everybody wants to see the Chicago Loyola story. You know what I mean? Like, that's what makes the tournament great.
Right.
Last year, Sister Jean, you know, on the sidelines, and the whole, it's like a broadcaster's dream to have that kind of storyline. This year, I feel like it could be like maybe UC Irvine.
I think UC Irvine in the Elite Eight.
That's interesting. Yeah. Cause it's a definite possibility. Again, anything can happen, but Michigan State could be out in the first round. I'm not putting those vibes out there. They won't. It could be, but that's what I love about this. I always say the March Madness is the greatest, sports event that we have. The Super Bowl is great, you know, blah, blah, blah. But March Madness is the greatest event. I go to Vegas for it. Like, some of my friends are going tonight and they'll stay until Monday, this first weekend of March Madness. And I don't know if you've ever been to Vegas during March Madness, but like, even like at the blackjack tables out on the floor in the casino, they will wheel out TVs, extra TVs, so you can watch all the games while you're playing cards and you know, roulette,
awesome.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And every time a game ends, somebody's winning and losing. You know, and it's just, there's just always a loud cheer, and then it's on to the next, and it just keeps going and going and going. And it's just the best 5-6 days in Vegas. It's so much fun.
Well, I will tell you, I have been to Vegas before, but I remember distinctly this biggest sporting event at that time, I guess that weekend, was the Little League World Series. So,
oh, that's fun too. That's fun too.
It is fun.
It's like another level.
Yeah, it's fun to walk through those casinos and still hear the cheering and the upsets, or the upset people.
Bet somebody's winning and losing every single time. And it's
yep.
amazing. It's amazing. The Little League World Series, I love the descriptions of the kids, like what their interests are. The kids, some of those are hilarious. Like, they're amazing.
Yeah, that's made for TV stuff for sure.
Oh my God, it's great too.
So we got your Final Four. I guess we might have touched on this with UC Irvine. When you're going through the bracket, was there one upset that you picked that you couldn't wait to tell people about, or one team that you're convinced that you figured it out? I got one, but I'm not going to tell you mine until I hear yours. So any major upsets?
I usually pick I always bet the odds pretty much for the most part. So I really don't.
That's pretty safe.
I really do. Just cause that's the way it usually works out. And me predicting that, you know, if a player goes down or whatever, I've just learned it to always pick the odds. So my bracket is boring in that sense that I really have chosen the teams that should win.
That's a true Las Vegas bracket.
Correct. Except the fact that Michigan State, I just like blindly choose them. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's the upset. I don't know if that would be considered the upset, but I play the odds. What about you?
It could be an upset, I guess. I have two, and one of them I picked, one of them I want to pick, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet. I guess the one that I haven't pulled the trigger yet is the 15 and the 2 out of the Midwest, Abilene Christian
okay.
over Kentucky.
Yes, okay.
Kentucky's playing really awesome, but yep. I know that Calipari's teams do struggle sometimes with those long breaks, and plus I knew someone that went to Abilene Christian, so that's
there you go.
Yeah, sound
oh, that's
analysis.
A good one. That's a great one. That's a great one.
And then I guess the other one, this is kind of a popular one, the one that I have already picked and definitely will pick, is Yale over LSU. LSU's obviously had plenty of their problems, but Yale, they seem to be pretty smart. I would assume that they're a pretty intelligent team. And so I'm gonna take them.
No, I saw that
LSU.
Too. I saw Yale was one of the potential upsets too. I was reading some articles. Also, I like last year I adopted Texas Tech. I mean, they made it to what was it, the Elite Eight, or was it the Sweet 16 last year? I think it was Elite Eight, wasn't it?
I think it was.
It was Elite Eight, yeah, because my boyfriend was the coach of Texas Tech at that point now the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, which that is a whole different topic.
I'm going to guess that's Cliff Kingsbury, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been together a while. So now we got that whole thing coming up in a month, that draft. But I kind of adopted Texas Tech and Chris Beard. Like, that coach is amazing. And I guess that would be kind of somebody a team that I kind of left out in the bracket, but they could really make a run too.
Yeah, if they win their first game, I could see them making a run for sure.
Yeah.
Let's cut away from the bracket quickly. You're going to tell us if the Cardinals are drafting Kyler Murray number one?
Like, as I'm sitting here in my room, I don't know. Like, I don't put that pressure on him, and we don't discuss football. So it's like, I don't know. Does he fit Cliff's system? Does everybody know that? Yes. Has he known Kyler since he was a young kid coming through the Texas football system? Yes. They're good friends. It's well known, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he and Steve Keim and Bidwell have discussed. And I don't want to know because everybody else is asking me. Everybody at Fox is pretty good about it, has been pretty good about it, but I really don't know. And I won't know probably until the draft is over.
Well, so you're like the rest of us. So it's just a waiting and see game.
It is. And again, like, I'm the part of his life where we're not discussing football. I'm like the safe part of it where, you know, we're talking about bad movies and other, you know, mindless stuff, because he's working pretty hard. He's breaking up at 3 and he did that office till 10 p.m. So it's consuming him right now. He's working on it.
I can imagine. Well, Holly, let's wrap up. I want to do one more kind of big picture thing with this bracket. You know, every year for me, when it comes out and when these TV contracts come out and the amount of money floating around, it's an inevitable debate that seems to come up this time of year about college athletes.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, what is right, what is wrong, and what is possible, because those three things are, there's really no answers to any of them, for me at least. So I guess my question would be, does that ever come up in your mind when you see major events like this in college? Does that, the amount of money floating around, cross your mind? And if so, have you heard or thought of any solutions that you like best to fixing this problem? I think.
Are you talking about like paying the players?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that paying, like, it's hard to ask, you know, if you ask someone, do you want to pay college athletes? It's easy to say yes or no, but that's not really an option with Title IX, and that's a whole nother thing. But I guess, is there kind of a dilemma? For me, there's kind of a moral dilemma in my mind to see all of the money into the billions now, and then you know, and then see some of, you know, read and see some of these stories about kids struggling with money. It's just tough to coincide,
right?
You know?
So many of these kids come from nothing and have
for sure
very little. And I mean, I remember being a college student, you know, nobody had anything, you know. That's just how it is. But then you get into the dilemma of, is there a sliding scale? Do, you know, star quarterbacks, you know, so to speak, get paid more than, you know, it becomes very difficult. But maybe there's just a number for, you know, all athletes across the board.
Right.
You know, nothing outrageous, but it's definitely something to consider. I know it's a hot topic, and anybody who advocates it would, you know, is opening themselves up to further criticism. But I think there's definitely a discussion to be had there, considering everything else, you know, the surrounding that and sparking, you know, whether it is selling, you know, memorabilia or whatever it is to try and make some money. It's just, you know, it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of my opinion also, is that I don't really have a firm solution like everyone else,
correct,
it seems like. But I can at least get to the point where I acknowledge that there is, if not a problem, that there is an imbalance somewhere.
Yeah,
hopefully
there needs to be someone, you know, somebody, you know, this conversation has started already, but it's like, what is the fair solution? I don't know.
Right.
We're talking about kids here, talking about 18 to 22 year old kids. So it's obviously very, you know, it's a tough topic. And you get parents involved, and it's here's something that you and I will not be solving today.
that is definitely
but it's
true.
A very good topic of conversation.
For sure. Well, Holly, I thank you for joining us again. Do you want to let everyone know how they can follow you and keep up with your stuff?
Yeah, so it's very easy. Just Holly.Saunders on Instagram. And then I think it's at Holly_Saunders. I got all these little innuendos. Holly_Saunders on Twitter. So, yeah, find me there. And it's a good little sports follow and entertainment and fun. And we have a good time. So thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Awesome, Holly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adam Van Brimmer here, editorial page editor of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com, and the host of two regular podcasts, The Commute and Difference Makers. Get your daily local news and opinion fix on The Commute. Available each weekday afternoon, The Commute offers insights into the day's hottest topics with commentary from those who know the subjects best. Our other regular production is the bi-weekly Difference Makers podcast, which is dedicated to sharing stories and insights from Savannah's key players, the men and women who lead our city in commerce, in arts and culture, in philanthropy, in government, and in education. Episodes post every other Friday, and like The Commute, are on demand through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at SavannahNow.com. Make listening to The Commute and Difference Makers a part of your regular routine today.
I'm filling up my bracket at work. Some of my friends who are like really plugged into college basketball think Virginia Tech might beat Duke. What say you?
No, I don't think anyone's beating Duke. I can't.
Here's the thing. They are so bad from downtown that one of those games, the shots just aren't going to fall, right?
Well, what if they don't fall in the first game? You think they win?
Yeah, but
what about
North Carolina Central? North Carolina Central is a little bit different than Michigan State.
They don't. Do they get Michigan State in the second round?
No, they'd get them in the Elite Eight.
Okay, yeah. So what you would hope is that the bad shooting game comes not against a really, really good team. And I don't know. For me, I just always think that the best team is going to get to the Final Four. And then from there, it's anyone's guess. I've thought since the beginning of the year with Zion Williamson that Duke is the best college basketball team in the regular season, at least since maybe the Tyler Hansbrough North Carolina squad or even that.
Are you forgetting what happened in Hawaii this year with Duke at full strength?
In Hawaii? You mean last
Gonzaga
year?
Gonzaga beat him this year at full strength.
No, that was in 2018.
It was this year. We beat him at full strength this year in Maui.
Well, this season.
Yeah.
Man, that was like 4 months ago.
Not giving us a chance. Zion was at full strength. They had everyone.
You know what else was happening 4 months ago?
What?
Georgia Southern was rolling.
That's true.
And playing great basketball.
Speaking of the bracket, one last question I have for you. Eagle Nation's got to be happy with the draw that Georgia State got, right? I mean, there's no way they're getting past Houston. That's not happening this year.
Yeah, I mean, for everything that Georgia State did right, that's an unfortunate draw.
Of all the three seeds in that bracket, like, I think Houston and Texas Tech are the best two. I mean, imagine if they'd gotten the LSU or Purdue three seed. I would have said they could have won those games, but against Houston or the other three seed Tech, there's no way. State's gone in the first round.
I would bet the house that they are gone in the first round too. If they do beat Houston, though, I don't know if you have a bracket in front of you, Greg.
Yeah, I think they could beat Ohio State if they get by Houston.
That's the thing, yeah. That's the thing. So maybe Houston has a Georgia Southern-type performance against Georgia State and just doesn't play well, and Georgia State wins, but I don't see that happening.
I think the other 14-3 upsets are likely. I actually have Old Dominion over Purdue, and I have Yale over LSU.
All right, well, give me the one dark horse team. Dark horse team, double-digit seed or higher that you think could make a run to the Elite Eight?
I have no higher. I mean, I'll change it. I'll probably chicken out. But right now I have Virginia Tech over Duke to the Elite Eight. And I actually have Old Dominion to the Sweet 16. I got Old Dominion over Purdue, and then I have him beating Villanova because I think Villanova is low-key trash.
Yeah, Villanova's fake this year, I mean, for sure. But
Old Dominion shoots like 43-pointers a game. They're like Savannah State. If those fall for Old Dominion against Purdue, I think they could, like, low-key beat Nova. I have Old Dominion to the Sweet 16 for now. And, again, I'll probably chicken out, but right now I have Vautech over Duke in the Sweet 16.
I like UC Irvine, 13 seed.
I've actually been thinking a lot about UC Irvine today because I actually think that their little corner of the bracket is such a weird little corner of the bracket. I actually don't think it's out of the question that they could potentially get a little farther than everyone thinks.
All right, cool. We'll wrap up here. I'll throw out a couple more things that I saw from the bracket quickly. Upsets obviously happen all the time in March Madness, and I think sometimes one or two upsets become so popular that people just forget to look at the matchup and the actual stats. I think Seton Hall beats Wofford.
Oh, I don't think that's – what I thought was hilarious is they showed the live shot on the CBS selection show of Wofford, and then they left them up as they revealed Seton Hall, and they were like, shit.
Yeah, and if they would have showed Seton Hall, they would have been probably ecstatic.
Yeah, I have Seton Hall to win that game and certainly to cover. I don't know what the line is going to be, but I pick Seton Hall.
I think there's another 14-3 matchup. Texas Tech is a 3.
Texas Tech's defense is so good.
I think Texas Tech's going to win that game. I've seen a lot of people picking up. Who is Liberty playing?
I have Liberty. I have Liberty over Mississippi State. I think Mississippi State is fake.
That's a 12-5?
Yeah. That's an easy 12-5 to me, and I think Oregon beats Wisconsin 12-5 too.
I got Oregon in the Sweet 16 because Wisconsin is fake.
So do I. You know what? I have 3-12. Oh, God. I can't do this. I have 4-12-5s. I can't do that. I think Murray State over Marquette is – I would book that. And I think Auburn's going to flame out early too. I don't know if it's in the first or second round, but I consider New Mexico State over Auburn because I think Auburn's actually fake despite what we saw this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't have 4-12-5s. I need to change one of these.
No, you can't. Here's your final four before we wrap up.
Michigan State, Gonzaga, Tennessee, North Carolina. I have Gonzaga and North Carolina reprising their championship game rematch. And I got Gonzaga over North Carolina.
You got Gonzaga over North Carolina in the title game?
Yep.
All right. I'm trying to remember my
– Believe me, because I regret that I wasn't there last time. If Gonzaga's in the Final Four, I am driving to Minneapolis.
I hear you, Greg. I would not blame you because that happens so rarely. I don't think you want to miss it when it does happen, right?
We've only been to the title game once before, and that was 2 years ago when we blew it against Carolina. I mean, I'll find a way to get there if they're in it.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, just like every other North Carolina game ever, Roy Williams still has 3 timeouts left from that Gonzaga national title game because he is still convinced that saving timeouts works. All right, my final four, I got Duke, Michigan, Virginia, North Carolina. Not a lot of crazy picks there. I got Duke over Carolina. And for all of you guys saying that that's not going to happen, Duke and Carolina aren't going to match up, that's why you won't win your bracket pool because – the whole goal is to pick the most likely teams to advance, not matchups.
The one pick I want to sway you on, and it's not just because I'm a homer for my Bulldogs, because I'm actually the least homerish Gonzaga media guy in the world. I don't look at these guys with rose-colored glasses ever. I was reading on the Detroit newspaper website, the Free Press. I was reading today about Michigan because I haven't watched them a lot this year. All 4 of their writers who write about Michigan basketball have them losing to either Texas Tech or Buffalo in the Sweet 16. Nobody has them beating Gonzaga to get to the Final Four, not one of their own writers.
That is pretty wild, and that's brave of them, for sure.
I would just think twice about Michigan.
Here's what I think. If a team is going to lose a 1 seed or a 2 seed, a team as good as Gonzaga, it's going to be on the second game of a weekend. They're not going to lose in the first round. And they're not going to lose in the Sweet 16. They're not going to lose with a week to prepare. They might lose with 2 days to prepare.
We're about to get the 2-3 Syracuse zone on the second game of that weekend. That scares me more than Florida State.
Yeah, Syracuse somehow finds a way, even though they haven't had good basketball players in a long time. Yeah, I'm excited about it. And guys, when Gonzaga does lose, like they do annually in the tournament, you know it's at Greg Talbot on Twitter.
I will be doing what I always – I'll be doing my tradition unlike any other. I had a very public Twitter meltdown my senior year of college when Gonzaga blew it in the second round as a 1 seed to Wichita State. If you're on my Twitter account, you will see me posting at least once a game a screenshot of one of my friends from 6 years ago saying, I'm really enjoying seeing Greg Talbot lose his mind publicly on Twitter during this Gonzaga game. I'll tweet it out a couple times a game, and that's how you'll know it's my account.
There you go, folks. There's a tease. Until next time, thank you guys for listening to Georgia Southern Extra.
Oh, he will.
Adrian Peterson is taking care of things right now.
Down the sideline. If he can get loose, he's gone. Iligwe will score.
Wesley Fields. Touchdown. Georgia Southern.